With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says U.S. negotiators will go to Pakistan tomorrow for another round of talks with Iran. The aim is to extend a fragile ceasefire set to expire on Wednesday. Iran has not confirmed the talks, but has said it remains open to diplomacy. The White House says that Vice President J.D. Vance will again lead the U.S. delegation. Meanwhile, Iran now says the Strait of Hormuz is fully closed and will be until the U.S. lifts its blockade of Iranian ports. Scripture is being heard in the nation's capital this week. Beginning this morning, every verse of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is going to be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible here in the city. An army of volunteer readers are taking the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day until the job is done in a week. The event is called America Reads the Bible. President Trump will chime in for the Oval Office on Tuesday. A 90-minute special aired last night on many of these stations. Some House Republicans have stood up to President Trump in a vote to renew a controversial surveillance program without any changes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus demanded better protections for Americans whose communications could get swept up in warrantless surveillance by U.S. spy agencies. But President Trump demanded Republican unity in supporting the law's renewal without revisions. A middle-of-the-night attempt by House Speaker Johnson to push the bill through failed. In the end, the House approved a temporary two-week extension of FISA, which was supported by the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge has blocked the $6.2 billion merger between local TV giants Nexstar Media Group and Tegna until an antitrust lawsuit is resolved. It would have created a company owning 265 stations. This is SRN News. Last year saw the highest level of deadly violence against Jews around the world in over three decades, with 20 people killed in anti-Semitic attacks. That's the conclusion of a new study by Tel Aviv University, which included a deadly attack at a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. Researchers say anti-Semitism has been up ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. Two of the deadly attacks in 2025 took place in the U.S. In Britain, two people were killed at a Manchester synagogue on Yom Kippur. The Trump administration has fired four Justice Department prosecutors involved in cases against pro-life activists. The terminations came just before the release of a report detailing the Biden administration's prosecution of pro-lifers under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Attorney General Todd Blanche says, quote, "No department should conduct selective prosecution based on belief." This is SRN News. Eddie Murphy has received the American Film Institute's Life Achievement Award at a star-studded ceremony last night. It was held at the Dolby Theater, featuring appearances from Spike Lee, Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle, and many others. Murphy, best known for his roles in Beverly Hills Cop and Shrek over nearly a 50-year career, expressed gratitude for his family and his success. Spike Lee praised Murphy's cultural impact, while Chris Rock and others highlighted his influence across generations. The tribute will air on Netflix. Today is Sunday, April the 19th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Tim Curry, who is 80 years old. Motorsports Hall of Famer Al Unser turns 64 today. Actress Ashley Judd is 58. Actor James Franco has 48 candles on his birthday cake. Football Hall of Famer Troy Polamalu is 45 today. This is SRN News.